This is way out of the way, and I think that's going to become even more important as we listen to this groundbreaking interview with, Larry Sinclair, who was summarily ignored, Alberto. Ignored, discredited by the media. Now he's given a platform by renegade pseudo-journalist Tucker Carlson on Twitter.
And the fact that he's apparently, as you're mentioning, Mike, mispronouncing the word of the of Gurney, is that it?
Yeah.
Accent on the E, Gurney.
It in a way goes to speak to the authenticity of the story. Because he says he's not local. He says he's just visiting town.
I flew into town. I went up to Gurney. I stayed at the whatever Comfort Inn.
Pulled up in a bar outside, and there's this guy that's introduced to me as Bar. It was literally that casual. That
had you ever heard of him?
No.
Did the driver know him?
Yep. The driver definitely knew him because the driver said that he was a friend.
Interesting. How would the driver be friends with Barack Obama?
I only found out later dealing with a reporter from Bloomberg News that apparently the limousine company had been doing business with Tony Resco.
Oh.
That at the time was somehow affiliated.
Tony Resco was the multimillionaire, if not billionaire, slumlord who financed Barack Hussein's Obama's rise in the state legislature. It's always good to know a landlord, especially a slumlord.
Yeah, and at this time, in the story, in the chronology, Obama's already an elected official. He's in the state senate.
Yep. Yep, and this guy has no idea because he comes into town from Colorado, and the only thing he knows is that this limo driver is like, oh, we're going to pick up Barack Hussein Obama. You guys are going to have a good time.
Barack Obama, yeah.
Yes. Back there.
Interesting. So he knew Barack Obama, and in his view, Barack Obama liked the same kind of partying you were looking for.
Yep.
Okay, so sex and drugs, in other words.
Yeah. The sex part I wasn't so sure about until, of course, you know, you make your move, but it became obvious very quick. The coke part I thought was interesting because of the way that I had brought it up.
So I'm stepping on your story. So you pull up, and I apologize. So you pull up to this bar. The driver is basically scouting some dude for you to hang out with.
Correct.
There's this guy, Barack Obama. Have you ever heard of Barack Obama?
Never. Okay. Never. We're having drinks. I mentioned the fact that I could use something to wake up. I was extremely exhausted.
So you went into the bar?
Yes, sir.
What kind of bar was it?
I'm trying to remember. I've been trying to remember the name. I know that the...
This is the part that I don't understand. He doesn't remember the name of the bar. He remembers what's on the glasses. He remembers that on the glasses are three X's, XXX. Later on in the interview, he claims that he never forgets a face. He never forgets anybody that he meets up with, but he can't remember the name of the particular bar. Again, when you're traveling, and this is 1999, that's 24 years ago, and this man obviously is cracked out on drugs. Sin makes you stupid, Alberto. So, I don't know. The fact that maybe his rectum's been sodomized, maybe his brain's been sodomized.
Yeah, and this is also at around the same time and year that a certain now quote-unquote Catholic grifter was around the scene.
Oh, that's a great point. 1999 would have been the year in which Gary Michael Voris was banging his buddy, his butt buddy. They were refinancing a house back and forth every 6 months, refinancing the house back and forth, selling it to each other. Gary Michael Voris had just 2 years earlier produced Double Trouble. Double Trouble, we are told, is something like a couple's retreat.
No. It's a news.
Oh, it's a breaking news. The way you distributed breaking news in 1997, according to Gary the Fairy, fellow sodomite Michael Voris, you distribute breaking news via VHS.
Glasses had three X's on them.
Uh-huh.
Because I remember taking one home for a friend of mine.
What, but, I mean, generally characterize it.
That's because faggots steal.
It was class bar, no, gay bar, upscale, strip bar.
It was upscale, quiet, wasn't really that really didn't have a lot of energy to it. It was more relaxed, more like a lounge as opposed to somewhere where people would go and get loud and crazy. Which made it easier to talk. But like I said, when I brought up the fact that I could use something to wake up, he immediately knew what I was referring to, had made it clear that I was looking for coke, and I really was, and had made the suggestion that he knew where we could get it, and we left to go get it.
Interesting. Did he say what he did for a living?
Nope. I had no idea that he was a representative in the Illinois House. I had no idea he was in politics. I just knew that he was supposedly married and at the time was going through some issues with the marriage.
All right. So it would later come out 15 years later, Alberto, that in 1999, the Obamas did struggle with their marriage and were on the brink of divorce. So that part of the story does check out. So this limo driver picks up Obama and slams him together with an obvious coked out homosexual. That's where we are in the story. In the interview of Tucker Carlson with Larry Sinclair, the longtime ignored, conspiracy theorized, coked out sodomite who claims to have had relations with Barack Hussein Obama. We're listening to the interview right now on the Crusade Channel Live Talk Radio, the way it should be. This segment brought to you by the Founders Trading Post. Go to shop.mikechurch.com. Check it out. I don't think, Alberto, that there will be anything by Larry Sinclair in the Founders Trading Post in shop.mikechurch.com. However, you could still go there and find something that is at least as interesting as the musings of a washed-up, diaper-wearing sodomite like Michael Vorse. I'm sorry, like Larry Sinclair.
Yeah, it's very fascinating how, and this is very common in the homo circles, that they don't even know each other. You're getting a limo, and then you end up doing all of this disgusting sodomy with a complete stranger. And it goes on, it speaks to me about the human trafficking deal. So if this guy and if Obama's doing this at the time, then it's just simply not possible that the whole coven, the whole brood of vipers in politics knew of this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. How do we expect Barack Hussein Obama to stop the human trafficking, which we saw in Sound of Freedom?
He said that?
That was made clear. Yeah.
Did he say what kind of issues?
No. Nope.
Do you remember? No. Nope. So you said, I'm looking for someone to wake up. He knows you're referring to cocaine. I know where to get it. What happens next?
We get back in the limo. The driver takes us wherever it is that Barack had instructed him to take us. I had given Barack $250 to pay for coke. He gets out, comes back. I start putting a line on a CD tray to snort.
You're in the limo.
Yep.
Driving or parked?
No, the driver's driving.
Yep.
I start to put a line on a CD tray, and I just happen to notice that he pulls something else out of his pocket. And next thing I know, he's got a little pipe and he's smoking. So I don't have an issue with it. I mean, some people smoke, some people snort.
Smoking the cocaine.
Yes.
Smoking the cocaine.
So as I'm doing a line, I just start... This is the part where you kind of make your move to see where things are going. So I just started rubbing my hand along his thigh to see where it was going, and it went the direction I had intended it to go.
All right, so Larry Sinclair sees Barack Hussein Obama pull a crack pipe out of his pocket. Now, Alberto, if you walk around with a crack pipe in your pocket, would you say that you are a occasional user of crack cocaine or an experienced user, a first-time user, or a heavy user? I mean, what kind of person walks around with a crack pipe? Now, I know...
A politician does.
I was going to say, I know that the Biden administration wanted to distribute crack pipes to the United States citizens, so I get that portion, but... I've, to my knowledge, to my knowledge, I've never met anybody who had a crack pipe in his pocket. Have you?
No, I've never even heard of it. And it seems that even Tucker is like, he just pulls out a crack pipe out of his pocket.
Out of his pocket. Listen, if you whip out a crack pipe out of your pocket, there's a good chance that you might whip something else out of your pocket. And that's where Larry Elders goes next.
So the night became somewhat active sexually and drug-wise in the limo.
So you hit on him. Did he seem shocked by that?
Not at all.
Yeah. I mean, if you're smoking crack with a stranger in the back of a limo, like, you got to imagine things might go crazy places.
Well, not only imagine it, I look at it this way. I've done a lot of crazy things in my lifetime. I'm a pretty good judge of character, and I pretty much know whether or not I can move in a certain direction with an individual. I didn't feel that I was going in the wrong direction. I just wasn't so sure how much I could trust the individual at first. And that was probably one of my bigger concerns. But the fact that I was already becoming somewhat buzzed, you kind of throw caution to the wind.
You weren't sure you could trust the individual. What does that mean?
When you meet someone out of the blue and you go to a level that you're doing drugs with, or you're giving money to purchase drugs, or even for sexual activity, you have to be sure that you can trust them. And when I say trust, I mean that you're not going to end up being robbed, or that you're not going to end up having a knife stuck into you, you know, from one direction or another, or that you're not going to pull up somewhere and all of a sudden the car door is going to open and you got five people pulling you out of it.
Totally.
That's what I mean when I say,
listen, when you're going to have casual sex and casual drugs with people, you want to do at least a preliminary background check longer than 15 seconds. You need to know if you're going to trust these people, Alberto.
Yeah, you want to know if you can trust the random stranger that you get in the back of a limo with.
you need some kind of verification, like employer verification. Sir, can I see your I-9?
And you've been around at this point in your life, big time.
Yeah.
Right. So probably not your first time in a situation like this.
Not at all. And that's why I said I pretty much know where I can go and at what point.
So you start rubbing his leg and I think I'll just be totally blunt with you. Like,
I'm hitting Tucker for all those disgusting details.
I know. This kind of reminds me. Remember when Hardball with Chris Matthews? Remember when Chris Matthews was like, I'm getting a tingle up my leg when I see Barack Hussein, who sodomite Obama, speak. This sort of puts that into perspective. The tingle that Chris Matthews from Hardball was feeling up his leg versus the tingle that Barack Hussein Obama was feeling when Larry Sinclair was rubbing his leg.